Spring is usually a busy time of year for the housing market. The coronavirus, however, has upended plans for buyers and sellers across the country. For some, it's brought back still fresh memories from 2009 when the housing crisis tipped the U.S. economy into a tailspin. Here and Now's Peter O'Dowd reports.
Barbara Van Thun listed her home in rural Wantage, New Jersey, way back on February 12th. Remember those days?
We had an open house that week. I had reasonable amount of people coming and walking through. And then
interest in her 10-acre property dried up.
My timing was definitely as bad as you could think of.
Van Thun is 74 years old. She can't risk people gathering inside her home. Her realtor did let one serious buyer inside, but he had to wear a mask and keep his hands inside his pockets.
One set of people asked if they could look in the windows. And I felt that was perfectly safe. So they did. They came and looked in the windows.
This is no way to sell a house. A buyer needs to walk the hallways, touch the countertops. They need to feel at home.
Oh, it definitely has upended my plan.
Luckily, Van Thun isn't in a hurry. She'll have to wait to sell, just like Oliver Hoare, who's also a victim of bad timing.
After about 3 or 4 days of being on the market, that's when the shutdown really started to happen.
He's selling his home in Kirkland, Washington for just under $1 million.
So this is about 2 miles away from where Bill Gates lives, Jeff Bezos lives. It's on the water. It's one of the most desirable towns in the U.S.
Kirkland's also one of the first places the virus broke out in the U.S. Remember, it tore through a nursing home, killed 37 people. With that backdrop, it's no surprise a good offer on Hoare's house fell through.
I said, okay, fine, sell it. Then notified the next morning, actually, the buyer loves the house, is okay with the price, but wants to stop looking for buying a house because they're worried about their job security.
Your buyer got spooked.
Yeah. I would be spooked. I work for a large travel company. Uber's laid off thousands of people. TripAdvisor has. Kayak has. Expedia has.
The list goes on and on. As of today, more than 36 million Americans have filed for unemployment, and the pandemic has plunged the American housing market into uncertainty almost overnight. This month, the real estate firm Zillow predicted home sales will drop up to 60% before recovering in 2021.
The demand side of housing will disappear till we start seeing that fear disappear among people.
Vivek Shah is director of the Lead Institute of Real Estate Studies at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, a city that was crushed by the foreclosure crisis in the last recession. But if 2020 feels like deja vu, Shah says there are key differences between 2009 and today. First,
the lending environment is totally different, much more robust.
He says the days of making risky loans to unqualified buyers are pretty much over. Second,
the supply has been very, very restricted.
Shah says home builders are facing headwinds they didn't see a decade ago. The cost of labor is up. Land is more expensive. And before the pandemic, the number of homes for sale was already at historic lows. That tight supply is keeping prices up for now.
I mean, one thing that people forget is we have the mortgage forbearance program right now.
Mortgage forbearance is part of the coronavirus relief package Congress passed in March. People who lose their jobs can defer mortgage payments for at least 3 months.
But it's not going to be forever, which means that what happens after, you know, July, August, nobody's talking about the upcoming distress asset that will flood the market, which we saw was the financial crisis.
In other words, if the economy doesn't bounce back soon, prices will fall along with a new wave of foreclosures. Not everyone is panicking yet. In Houston, sales fell 22% in April, though realtor Eric Rodriguez says the market is coming back to life now that people are venturing outside.
1,000 houses have sold here in the last 7 days, so you definitely know that things are still moving.
And how's this for confidence? Outside Phoenix, Robert Gifford made an offer on a $309,000 house and then got some terrifying news.
After we got the offer on the house accepted, you have the 30 days, and about day 16, I actually got furloughed.
Gifford's advertising job was gone.
It was very nerve-wracking. In times where even after we felt like we decided, we'd still look at each other and be like, are we sure about this?
But he and his wife went ahead with the purchase, trusting they'd budgeted well enough to live on one salary for a while.
I felt like if we get back on track, we're totally fine. But if this whole pandemic goes on for another year, like, a lot more than just me that'd be losing their house.
As if buying a house in the best of times wasn't scary enough. For Here and Now, I'm Peter O'Dowd.